Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 90 million listeners, and to God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, India, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, Russia, China, India, the Philippines, Malaysia, Pakistan, oh my, just literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and present to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. I want to thank you for being with us tonight on the Blog Radio line. My God, our platform to give God his just due. Amen. For eras and for centuries, people have just said, give me, give me, give me. But there is a new awakening now, awakening people all over the world to appreciating God for what he's doing and for what he has done. It's a thank you, thank you, thank you generation. We're not coming to ask God. We've come to thank him. Amen. And we believe in thanking him 1,000 times a day. Plus, there are many people who thank him 9,000. I was at a convention. They touched me on the shoulder and said 9,000. Oh, my God. Spending time with God like that will get you someplace. See, you have to understand, I did a wisdom seminar the other day on the anointing of God. If you want the anointing of God to be in your life, then you've got to spend time with it. Yeah, that means anointing is the more Jesus in your life, the more of the Lord in your life and on your life, exemplified. And how you get it? You got to spend time with it. Yeah. And thanking him 1,000 times is a wonderful way to spend time with him. It does at least 4 things that I've been trying to outline to you all for a few months now. The Holy Ghost gave it to me, and he showed me that in the old church, they used to come to the altar and people get around them and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what it simply did, it just, first of all, my God, It ushered in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, it did something special. At first, you didn't really come to the altar in the spirit realm. But all of a sudden, you start praising him. And before you know it, the presence of the Lord was all on your life. Then it focused your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Then thirdly, it positioned you to receive a miracle from the Lord. And then lastly, it encourages others who hear you thanking God like this to start thanking God like this too. In other words, to give him more praise. And that's what we simply try to do on this blog line. We're not trying to be mysterious. We're not trying to be so deep. We're just trying to thank the Lord 1,000 times. And I just gave you 4 reasons why you ought to. And the outcome of it all is that God will give you a miracle. You spend time with God and do things for him. See, he's not selfish. You can't beat him giving. That's what the senior saints used to teach. You cannot beat God giving. You give to him, he'll give back. He's not a selfish God. He's not just going to take your blessings and then think, well, they gave me their blessings. No, 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 no. He's going to bless you back every time. And thanking him like this and being grateful means being appreciative. and being appreciative means feeling indebted to him. All right, y'all, Mitchell line. In other words, you want to be a blessing to God too. Amen. Now, I want you to make your request known unto the Lord. You got a request? You got a heart's desire? I want you to put it before him tonight, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to begin to thank him 1,000 times. All right? Here's one of the things I want you to do when you thank him 1,000 times. The devil's going to tell you to quit. Who you think's going to tell you to quit? It's the enemy. But that means that you're about to get through and about to get your blessing. That's when you need to push further. When the devil tries to get you to quit, you push further. And see, don't you get the miracle. He doesn't want you to have the miracle. Why do you think he's telling you to quit? You must be getting close to the miracle. And he recognizes that, so he said, no, you've done enough. That's enough. Well, there's a reason why he's doing that. Come on, you can figure that out. I know you can see that. Thank God. Now, go ahead and make your request known to the Lord. I'll give you about 15, 20 seconds, and then I'll be back. Go ahead, right now. Heavenly Father, oh God, you are so ultra awesome. You bless here, you bless there, all over the world, you bless him. God, so many people don't realize how much praise you deserve. Yeah, you're doing at least 1,000 things a night for people that they don't even think about. Yeah, you let their heart beat at least 1,000 times, and every time it beats, Lord, that's enough to praise you for. Then you let our eyes blink so many times. You let us hear. You let us see. You let us our legs be there. And we can walk, toes, feet. So many things that we don't even think about. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And we ask that you receive this praise tonight. Not because we're so good or kind or anything. It's because you are so good and you're so kind, so compassionate. We give you the honor. We give you the praise and adoration. Bless and grant all these prayer requests and all these heart's desires. We pray that you bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And this is the time that I invite all of you whose lines have been open to go ahead and give God praise with us. God bless you. Let's praise him now. Lord, thank you. You can open your mouth and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jes Thank you.
Thank God for everything. in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. I hope you walk through your rooms tonight. Walk through the closet and the restrooms. Yeah. You notice a difference. Yeah. The peace of God go with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for all things. For this day and everything that he's done. We give him praise and adoration. All right. We're going to be on the prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. Dial that at 6 a.m., the same number. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Give him glory and give him praise. Thank God. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. God bless.
Good night to you. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Have a good night. Close your lines out, everybody. Close your lines out. Oh, thank God. Amen. Good night. Good night to you. Y'all have a wonderful night. Hey, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you.